the greatness of the Jewish community in Spain during the Golden Age of Spain is reflected in the lives of a number of great people. In general, as we all know, history is really extended biography. It's a narrative of the lives and events of people. And in Jewish history, oftentimes by knowing the biography of certain people, we are able to glimpse the society that they lived in, the times that they lived in, and to have a more complete understanding of the historic process which they helped further. So tonight I want to speak to you about three of the main great Jewish characters, so to speak, of the Golden Age of Spain. And that's Rabbi Shlomo Ibn Gabiro, Rabbi Yehuda Alevi, and Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra. And then the next lecture we'll devote in its entirety to the Rambam, to Rabbi Moshe Ben Maimon. And then we will discuss the Ramban, Rabbeinu Moshe Ben Nachman, and that will lead us to the concluding chapters of Spanish Jewry. Now, Rabbi Shlomo Ibn Gabiro, the first person whom I'm going to talk to you about tonight, was born in approximately 1020, 1021, and he combines within himself, as do all the people that I'm going to talk to you about, many, many different facets. Rabbi Shlomo Ibn Gabiro is one of the primary poets in Jewish history, both in Arabic poetry and in Hebrew poetry. And he wrote hundreds and hundreds of poems. There are two large volumes that recently were published by the Hebrew University, recently meaning in the last 25 years, a man by the name of Sherman, found and collected and edited all of his poems, and divided into two volumes, Shirei Chol and Shirei Kodesh, poems, holy poems and the ordinary poems. But any reading of his poetry makes it hard to divide that way, because all of his poems are philosophical. All of his poems are theological, let us say. But he has there all sorts of poems. He has poems that poems for funerals and poems for weddings and poems for Sheva Brachas and poems about nature and poems about life and poems upon the relationship between men and women and you name it. And his poetry is extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary. We know very little about him. We know that he died at a very early age. Some say he died at the age of 35. Some say he died at the age of 27. We know that he was orphaned also at an early age. He lived in the city of Saragossa, which will later take on a great importance in Jewish life, because later on there'll be a debate at Saragossa between hundreds of rabbis and hundreds of priests, and the rabbis had a bad time of it. But he lived most of his life in that area of Spain. But he was apparently a person of enormous intellect. He knew many languages: Latin, Greek, Arabic, Hebrew, and the different dialects of what now is Spanish, Catalan. And he